You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Praise the Lord, men, women of God, mighty men, women of valor. We thank God for you here today. God is a good God. We thank you because he's been keeping us all month long, and he's been doing great and mighty things, even in the world, even in the United States. I'm telling you, he's been bringing some blows to the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. And we're just sitting back and we're just watching it and watching the goodness and the greatness of our God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I have a wonderful, awesome man of God in the house today, and praise God. We're going to be talking about marriage. Glory to God. If you know anyone that needs to hear the topics, the things that we're going to be talking about, plus he has a conference coming up dealing with marriage, and praise God, we need it like never before. You know, I've come to find out that, praise God, when you start going through in your finances, and I know that there are some people, praise the Lord, that are probably being bothered by the things that are going on in this nation, the financial, the shortages. I'll just say the shortages, praise the Lord. Well, how many know it affects our houses? But I want to encourage you to hang in there, oh, glory to God. You know, even when God plagued God plagued Egypt, oh, glory to God. After so many of those plagues, the Bible says that God made a difference between his people and the people of Egypt. Oh, glory to God. And I'm not going to say that God is plaguing the United States. Some decisions are made. Some things are just an attack, but I'll leave that alone, you know. But I believe that God is going to set a difference. Oh, glory to God. God does his best work in times of darkness. I'm going to say that again. God does his best work in times of darkness. Read Isaiah chapter 60. Glory to God. But before we get started here, I want to acknowledge Justin, hallelujah, Christian, a man of God, a man who loves the Lord and has a business now located in Melbourne. And his business is called Tint It Up. Oh, glory to God. And he tint windows. And I'm telling you, man, he did me and my wife's vehicles and an awesome job. Love the Lord. Hallelujah. He's been nothing but a blessing, to the ministry. And so anyways, his telephone number is 321-205-5495. I'm going to say that one more time. 321-205-5495. And tell him that Thomas Robinson, oh, glory to God, of Victory International Praise, Kingdom Sounds Broadcast sent you. And I'm sure he will give you an upgrade. Amen. Oh, glory to God. And also, I want to throw Deacon Butterfield. He has a tree cutting service. My God, he's been in the profession of lawn and tree cutting services for years. Probably, I don't know, maybe 40 years somewhere. And it's been a long time. Praise God. But he is a man of God. He's a deacon in the church. He loves the Lord. We fellowship all the time. And hey, if you need some trees cut, I want to throw his telephone number out there. It's 321-266-9507. I'm going to say it one more time for those that are grabbing a pen. 321-266-9507. All right. Well, praise God. How many is ready for the word? How you doing, Bishop? How you doing, Bishop?
Doing absolutely wonderful.
All right, awesome. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, go ahead and do your shout outs, and I guess we're going to go ahead and get started.
Amen. We thank God, number one, for allowing us to be here on today with Apostle Robinson. Forget my throat, dryness.
I heard that.
Running. And awesome services on yesterday.
Wow.
We praise God for being here on today. On the radio program, when we get a chance to share and talk about what the things that God is doing for Great New Destiny, for the fellowship, and the conference at the end of this month in Orlando. We're having a conference the 29th through the 31st, and we're here live in the radio station. And I wanted to share this morning just a few minutes about one of the seminars that I will be teaching on Saturday, which is ministry and marriage, which we need.
Amen.
This day in time. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I just thought you were going to go ahead and keep on flowing in that thing. You know, and I said it a little bit early, and I'm going to jump right back to Bishop and let him talk on marriage a little bit. But let me say this here. You know, the Bible shows us that when Joseph found Mary, oh, glory to God, the Bible says she was found with child. Now, that just wasn't no any type of child, oh, glory to God. Just no one, no regular child, but it was Christ Jesus. She was found with Jesus on the inside of her. Let me say it this way. She was found with the Word of God on the inside of her. Oh, glory to God. And so what am I saying? I'm saying that when you find a spouse, come on. Oh, glory to God. Because sometimes we have this attitude, Bishop, that, they raggedy and rough around the edges, but I'll get them and clean them up and lead them to Christ. But you need to understand that when a person is found, oh, glory to God, even if they think that they have found you, come on, I'm talking from both sides of the track, women, because, oh, glory to God, you get to make the final decision. Sometimes, you know, don't be so excited because somebody say, will you marry me? Come on, you get to choose who you want to be your head. Why are you choosing junk to be your head? Why are you settling for trash to be your head? Why are you settling for unemployment and I can't hold a job and haven't held a job for over 6 months and 10 years over your head? Why are you settling, oh, glory to God, for someone who can't keep the lights on and food on the table, come on, to be your head? Oh, I didn't mean to go here. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I apologize, Bishop. But come on, you get to
kick you off the radio.
They might as well, you know. But anyways, but we can't, you know, you get to make the choice who you want to be your head. Come on. If the man is going to be the head of the home, come on, you need to make sure he's bringing the whole package. Come on, he got his act together. He's ready. Come on, he has a place to live. He has transportation. He has a job. And most of all, that he loves Christ Jesus, and that Christ Jesus is formed on the inside of him. You know, Galatians said, you know, my little children from whom I labor and birth until Christ be formed in you. Come on. Christ formed in, do we have Christ formed in him? Oh, glory to God, my God. You know, do we have the hands? Come on, do we have the mind of Christ? Do we have the eyes of Christ? Come on, oh, glory to God. Do we have the feet of Christ? Come on, is he walking the walk and talking the talk? Oh, glory to God. I almost felt like a preach was coming on, Bishop. Go ahead, Bishop. Go ahead. I'm turning it over to the Bishop here because I might be getting in trouble with some of my brothers that are listening, and God bless you. I love you, but I'm telling you the truth. Because if you're not ready for a family, come on. If you're, stop asking people to marry you, and you know you ain't got your act together. Come on, you know you ain't even. How you gonna ask somebody to marry you and you ain't even got a house? My God, a apartment. Okay, let's back it up. You ain't even got an apartment. You ain't got no transportation. Come on, you don't even know where your next paycheck is coming from. And then you around here talking about, will you marry me? You can't even afford to buy a ring. Come on,
get your act together. Oh, glory to God. And then ask someone to marry you. Fall in love with Jesus and let Christ Jesus be formed on the inside of you. And then ask somebody to marry you. I hope you ain't putting this on social media. You put
it's on social
media. Oh, okay. All right. My fault. I'm sorry, social media folks. Okay. All right. I'm turning you back over to Bishop. Maybe he's going to be a little bit nicer.
Let's complicate this. Let's really complicate.
Okay.
The scripture says in Genesis chapter 3 or chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him and help me for him. Now, this gets really crazy because of the fact now you're in ministry based upon all the things that you just said. How does that work?
Oh, that's good.
Because now, there are a couple of questions you have to ask yourself. Are you willing to make sacrifices with your family? Are you willing or for the sake of the church?
Yeah, yeah.
You already got all of those other issues that you brought up where the bear shows up. The bare feet, the bare house, the bare transportation, all of those things are not in place. But yet, you say, now it's time to hook up
Ooh-wee.
And do ministry. And with all of those things that are not even in concrete.
Yes.
How do you go back and say, yet the Lord calls you? You know what? And I'm not knocking that. But make sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That there is a foundation in order to do ministry.
Yeah.
When you connect with someone, that they're looking. Number one, ministry and marriage is not easy.
That's right. That's right.
It is not easy.
That's right.
When you have two distinct people living two distinct lives, and then you say, we're going to complicate it even more by saying it's time to do church, where you're bringing in other people.
Yes, yes. Well, that's good.
With all of their situations.
Oh, got our act together.
And yeah, absolutely. How can the blind lead the blind?
My God, you're preaching.
Unless they all fall into Grand Canyon.
My God.
Because that's what it becomes when you have all of this. It's not about the call.
My God.
It's about servitude.
My God.
And ministry.
My God.
And when you, as you said, that you have all of these people that don't have a foundation.
Yes.
And yet they're picking and choosing.
Oh, that's good.
And first of all, do you love the Lord like I love the Lord?
Yeah.
Because I may not love the Lord. I may love him on the surface. But when it really gets crazy, is those things that you don't have in place, now we fight.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes it's spread.
Yeah.
Into ministry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of people fighting in church? I have.
Yes. And the way to church, I can tell you right now, Bishop, and thank God that me and my wife were pastor, but there was a lot of times we had some of our biggest arguments on the way to church. Come on. And then let me show you something.
You're being real now.
And then you get to church and you part of the praise and worship team. Come on. And then you getting up with all that strife. Because let me show you something. did nothing follow us in the church but the spirit of strife. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes, let me show you something. Sometimes, and this is why we got to work so hard to get the atmosphere right. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God. Because we're in church and we're trying to do church and we're mad at somebody else. Oh, glory to God. We're sitting there, you know, and so what we're releasing strife in the church. Oh, glory to God. And so there are some times, and I thank God that I came to a point where I learned that, guess what? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, we didn't get along on the way to church, but guess what? I need to repent, uh-huh. Oh, glory to God, and get it right. Hallelujah. And this is why, even Bishop, that I don't wait till the end of service to do repentance. Oh, glory to God. I tell the people that get up and do the prayer, initial prayer, to lead the people in repentance. Come on, to talk about repentance. Because Jesus said, Satan has come, but he has found nothing in me. And sometimes the devil finds something in you, and then he walk right up in the church with you, come on, and cause confusion. The microphones get the acting up, the drums get the falling, come on, all this shit crazy.
You know, when we say, it's the devil, and the devil ain't no.
You brought him. Go ahead, go ahead.
And the thing about what you just said, see, people need to understand when Pastor Thomas and I get together on the radio.
Anything may happen.
You know, we let it go.
That's right.
Because people need to hear what needs to be said. And another thing is that we're in the people business.
Yes.
And we forget that we're in the people business. And people see what's going on.
Yes.
And they can tell. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Here they come.
Because some people got to discern that.
They mad. Well, I already know how church going to turn out.
It's on our continent. Be on our continent.
You know, we're wearing it. You know, we're smiling.
Yeah.
To everybody else.
Yeah. But
when there are people who are sitting back watching us, and already, okay, this is going to be a short service today. Because everybody just want to get out of atmosphere.
Yeah.
And people, because we are in the people business, and we are in ministry together.
Yes.
It's a lifestyle.
Yes.
That we must own up to.
Yes.
Because if we don't own it, then what will happen is if we allow people to see our frailty.
Yeah.
That stuff, as you said, needs to stop. At the door.
Yeah.
It becomes a strain on you trying to minister. Because you know what happened then?
Yeah.
We take it out on the people.
Yes.
We're fussing
at the people
and arguing at the people.
And not preaching through the lens of love, not ministering through love. Go ahead, Bishop. You preaching better than the choir saying amen.
Go ahead.
Somebody in their vehicle need to say amen off of that.
And we pass this on to the people.
Oh, that's good.
I've been in situations where I was invited to one of those marriage couples things where we got together, like six couples. We got together on a Saturday to do a barbecue. The atmosphere was absolutely wonderful. But one of the wives decided she's going to be mad at her husband. Okay. Some stuff you can say, well, let me put this on the back burner.
Yeah.
Until company leaves.
Yeah. You would think that's the wise thing to do.
And while company is still there, they decided to really go in before you knew it, the spirit,
my God,
of anger was flowing in and out of all of the couples that came.
My God.
I realized what was going on. I said, honey, it's time for us to go.
Get out of Dodge, yeah.
Because we found ourselves and I knew what's going on here.
Yeah.
That demon is moving.
Getting pulled into it.
And getting pulled.
Yeah.
You trying to run. It's grabbing on you, pulling you back into it. And when it's pulling you back into it, now all of a sudden, why you left the bread open last night?
Yeah.
All you had to do, anything.
Yeah, any little thing.
Is open ground.
Yeah.
For that demon. Yeah.
It's amazing you're saying that because there have been times that we have been in conversations, even at work, and someone may get to talking about their kids and how they had to spank them and et cetera, discipline them. And my God, that just pulls everybody in and everybody go back and have a flashback, you know?
Start
talking about, I tore that butt up. I such and such. Ooh, I wouldn't put up with that. You know, other people start getting angry about the other person's situation. But go ahead. You kind of remind. I wouldn't have took that child, you know. But
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, all of this shows up.
Yeah.
Sunday morning.
Woo! In the church.
In the church. The musicians are mad.
Yeah.
Because the wife wouldn't let them do X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
To bring something to church. Now they fussing over money issue. And he turned the drum, putting a hole in the drum.
Yeah. You know, and I'm glad you're bringing this up, man of God, because, you know, I think it's one of the reasons why God gave me this word a long time ago, and he showed me how when Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, and the Bible says they begin to take their clothes off and lay them before the donkey's feet. And there are sometimes on the way to God's house, because now I'm to the point, don't talk to me on the way to church.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pray. And so I love to pray. As a matter of fact, there's sometimes that I, you know, I have to pick people up and, you know, and I let them know, hey, you know, I'm praying. You know, I'll put some music on. I want to set the atmosphere right. So guess what? When I get to church, I don't want to mess the atmosphere up. When I get to church, come on, you know, because I understand that, guess what? Jesus was with me when I was at home. And then when I go and get in the car, Jesus is with me in the car, but he's still back at my house. Come on. Oh, glory to God. When I get to church, Jesus is with me in the church, but he's still in my car, but he's still back at the house. Come on. But anyways, I want that weight of glory that I've been praying so much for to be upon me. I want that weight of glory. Come on. To walk in the church, to be with me as I walk in the church. I don't want strife following me into the church. I don't want, you know, confusion and all this stuff following me into the church. Go ahead.
And the scripture said, and Genesis 2:18, and the Lord God said, it is not good. Mm-hmm. It ain't good.
Right.
I don't care what we say. Oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
No, you're not good.
Yeah.
Then a man shouldn't be alone.
Because what do you say to the people that's always talking that noise, Bishop? I don't need a man.
Going.
I don't need a woman. Go ahead, though. I don't want to pull you off, but go ahead.
I already know where you're going with that, because I've heard the same thing
all the time.
And let me put it to you according to the scripture I'm reading. I will make a help meet for him.
Good.
Okay. When God knew where man was and what man was capable of doing, he said, I need to make him a helpmeet.
Yeah.
And part of that is acknowledging I need help.
Yeah.
I need when God has sent me in my life.
Yes.
I'm not on an island by myself. Especially if the Lord has sent me this help.
Yeah.
There has to be some taking down of me.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta lose some pride here.
Right, right, right.
I gotta lose some of me.
Yeah.
In order to make room for her.
Oh, that's good. That means you gotta make capacity or room, my God, for somebody to assist you or to help. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And you're right. Because if we get to the point where I don't need anybody.
Yeah, that's good.
Then you're telling the Lord,
woo,
according to this scripture, that, Lord, you made a mistake.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Because if you realize how jacked up I was, and even sometimes my nakedness showed.
Yeah.
Because we have to remember, who told you were naked?
Mm-hmm.
You always been naked.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't realize how jacked up and naked that you were. Now that I'm giving you some help, don't take your help and throw your help away.
Oh, that's good.
Because your help is a gift from me.
Yeah, yeah.
To help you in ministry.
Yeah.
To help you in life.
Yeah.
You have not arrived yet. You don't know it all yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because of that help, look what else I've done. A man that findeth a wife.
Findeth a good thing.
What kind of thing?
A good thing.
A very good thing. But this is the part I love. And obtains favor.
From the Lord.
Can we go back to Genesis 2 and 19 or 18? Go ahead, Pastor.
You know, I'm thinking that we are probably time. Praise God. And we got to go ahead and go into those that are listening. Praise God. We're going to be doing two segments today. And those that are listening on social media. And so we want to encourage you to stay on. We are talking about marriage, and Bishop Daniels has an awesome marriage conference coming up this weekend, right?
It is next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And this is Friday night is for men.
Yeah.
Okay. Men only, men of valor.
Okay.
We're going to deal with some man things.
Okay. Give the address real quick, and then we want you to stay on, tune back in Tuesday. And the time and the address real quick. And then we're going to give a lot more announcements on that. Go ahead, Bishop, real quick.
2711 North Pine Hills Road in Orlando, Florida. Starting Friday night, 7 o'clock. Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Women of Integrity.
Okay. All right. Time flies when you're having fun. All right. Praise God. This is Thomas Robinson, Kingdom Sounds. And we had the wonderful... awesome. Bishop Daniels in the house. Amen. We're talking about marriage. Those on social media, hurry up and tell somebody to tune in, because we're going into part two. Those that are on the radio, we will see you. We will be partnering with you. I can't even find a word. Tomorrow on the radio, 6 p.m. 6 p.m. to 6:30. God bless you. Love you.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday.